Jim Gaffigan here with some more straight talk. Let's take a moment to appreciate our sweet children, loving grandparents, and eternal soulmates. Now let's use them to save money on wireless. Because with the Straight Talk Silver plan, you get 4 lines for just $25 a month with unlimited data and no contracts. Thanks, kids. They're finally worth it.
And now get a Samsung Galaxy A14 included when you buy an extended Silver Unlimited plan. Find us at straighttalk.com. For data management practices and additional terms, visit straighttalk.com. Device offer ends 4/14/24. Online only excludes taxes and fees.
My daughter is normally a little goofball. But after a bad night's sleep, she's too tired to be anything. That's why I trust Pure Z's Kids. Pure Z's Kids is mindfully formulated just for kids. Their non-habit forming, drug-free products help my daughter fall asleep naturally, giving her the rest to be her best.
I'm a dinosaur.
Her best dinosaur.
Pure Z's Kids, for ages 4 and up when needed. Explore our products at ZQuil.com.
These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
You're listening to WRDN, 1430 AM, Durand, Mondovi, Wabasha, and 107.3 FM at Translator W297CH, Durand.
ABC News, I'm Daria Aldinger. There will be a response, that from the Pentagon and the White House, after the deadly drone strike on U.S. troops in Jordan. The U.S. says an Iranian-backed group acted in retaliation for the U.S. support of Israel after the October 7th terror attacks.
We're talking about, you know, 600-mile range, the range of that suicide drone that struck on Saturday. That's going to all be in play.
ABC News contributor, retired General Robert Abrams. The House Homeland Security Committee will vote this week on articles of impeachment against Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas, accusing him of willfully and systematically refusing to comply with federal immigration laws. DHS calls the impeachment effort a political stunt. E. Jean Carroll says she plans to use the $83 million a jury ordered Donald Trump to pay her for defamation for something, in her words, the former president hates. This is ABC News. Teachers in Newton, Massachusetts are back on the picket lines at day 7 of a walkout over pay, parental leave, and staffing. It's illegal for teachers to strike in the state. The union is now facing hefty fines. In Philadelphia, a teen murder suspect is back in custody. Authorities apprehending 17-year-old Shane Pryor on Sunday night. U.S. Marshal Rob Clark thanking a Target employee who spotted Pryor buying pants on Friday.
There was a very conscious employee that was able to call that tip. That was crucial in this investigation, getting him on video, having that employee identify him.
Pryor had been on the run for 5 days. He'd escaped en route to a hospital after hurting his hand. Two British royals are out of the hospital today. King Charles leaving the London clinic after having prostate surgery last week. And his daughter, the Princess of Wales, is now back home. Kate discharged from the same hospital following abdominal surgery. Daria Albinger, ABC News.
For the ones who get it done, the most important part is the one you need now. And the best partner is the one who can deliver. That's why millions of maintenance and repair pros trust Grainger. Because we have professional-grade supplies for every industry, even hard-to-find products. And we have same-day pickup and next-day delivery on most orders. But most importantly, we have an unwavering commitment to help keep you up and running. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Getting your biggest tax refund from Jackson Hewitt can lead to some spirited reactions.
Jackson Hewitt, yeah!
Jackson Hewitt is so sure that you'll get your biggest refund that if they don't, you get your money back plus $100.
Jackson Hewitt, yeah!
And Jackson Hewitt also guarantees the accuracy of your return for life.
Hewitt, yeah!
So don't just sit there. For your biggest refund guaranteed, walk into a Jackson Hewitt today and dance out Jackson Hewitt, yeah!
Wisconsin Radio Network News, filling in for Ted Allen. I'm Raymond Newpert. It's time to gather up all your tax documents and get to filing those 2023 taxes. IRS spokesman Christopher Miller says the filing season is officially open.
Now, nationally, we're expecting to get more than 167 million individual tax returns, with just over 3 million of them coming from Wisconsin.
Miller says the best way to file your taxes is electronically, and you can find free filing programs online at irs.gov. Four people are under arrest after a high-speed chase through Dane County on Sunday that happened just before noon. Deputies say a stolen vehicle was spotted near Edgerton. Police caught up with the vehicle near Madison, where it was traveling at over 90 miles an hour, and then crashed in a clinic parking lot, and four people fled from the vehicle. Deputies were able to use drones to track and spot the suspects, who are now all facing various charges. Elected officials in western Wisconsin are coming to terms with the departure of a major healthcare employer. State Senator Jeff Smith says of particular concern are the healthcare services offered at Sacred Heart in Eau Claire.
They've got a grant to expand mental health services, and now people are really concerned that that's not going to happen, and what is going to happen with that. So it just hits all sorts of places that really are a concern.
HSHS Health System announced last week it will be closing its hospitals in Eau Claire and Chippewa Falls and Prevea clinics in the Chippewa Valley. More than 1,200 employees will be impacted. The Red Cross is still hoping you will come in and donate blood after a recent cold snap canceled over 15,000 blood donations nationwide. Spokesperson Mary Jane Thompson says the Red Cross had supplies covered, but they do need to replace the donations. Find out more online at redcrossblood.org. This is Wisconsin Radio Network.
Smart businesses advertise on local radio. Durand's WRDN, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM. Business owners, listen up. What's the one advertising method that doesn't cost your customers money? Radio. It's portable. It's in cars, offices, homes, and businesses, and free to your potential customers. Radio works. Ask our advertisers, and you'll want your business on Durand's WRDN Radio at 1430 AM and now at 107.3 FM. Call 672-8989 today.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Some spots of sunshine today as high temperatures soar to the upper 40s. We'll see clouds increasing tonight as a quick clipper system swings by. This brings some spotty sprinkles overnight, which could flip to some freezing drizzle and a few flurries early tomorrow morning. Grandpa's Barbecue Sauce, made in small batches from Grandpa's original recipe. Get yours now at grandpasbbqshop.com. Currently, it's 43.
It was a defensive day in the ag markets, even after the grains tried to rally early in the session. Prices were trading lower by mid-morning. Cattle complex watched early price gains turn into lower values by the close, and lean hog futures found a way to ground out modest gains.
Live from a chip-rich environment via Farm Journal broadcast, this is AgriTalk. This afternoon, we'll begin with a conversation with Garrett Toy from Ag Trader Talk. Later, Kerry Artek from ArtekAdvisory.com. And directly following the news, Jack Scoville from the Price Futures Group. I'm handsome newsman Davis Michelson. And now, welcome back, the beloved host of AgriTalk, Chip Flory.
Did we change things up when I left, Davis?
Mixed it up. Yep, we decided we're going to go with a minimalist intro here on out.
Minimalist intro. No bells. No bells necessary.
No bells, nothing, no whistles. Like that. No,
right.
Thank you. We don't
right.
need
it. I get it. Well, I don't know if I like it or not. Mm. We'll have to talk about that and see if we can maybe get something back for tomorrow.
And yet the people listening to the podcast will magically hear bells and wonder what the heck it is you're talking about.
Magic.
I'm the hearing
magic
bells
of
right
post.
Now. Mm-hmm.
The
mm-hmm.
magic of post-production. Welcome to AgriTalk. I am Chip Flory. Glad that you're with us on this Monday afternoon. Davis Michelson.
Hi.
Dude.
Yeah?
It's like gorgeous outside.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
44 really degrees in northeast Iowa.
How many four?
44.
44.
Yes.
That sounds lovely.
It is.
We're
sun
a little
is
above.
Shining.
I don't want to sound like I'm bragging. We're a little above that. We're
okay.
A bit. We're above that. And okay. Sunny. Gorgeous. Gorgeous. What a great change.
All right.
And I'm going to tell you something. I don't know how things work down here in the Midwestern subtropics down here in Dixie.
Yeah.
I saw robins this morning. There were robins in the backyard. I could hear them.
Stop
I heard them before I saw them.
Yes.
It seems early. It's only January. I don't quite know how this works. Those robins may be in for
early.
A shock. Yeah.
It feels early. Maybe go talk to the neighbors or someone else that's lived there for a while.
We can
I don't
do
know.
That maybe. Maybe.
Yeah.
I don't know. I'd have to leave the house to do that.
Glad you're with us. Defensive day. Kind of a bummer of a way to start the week. Got that March Bean contract under $12 on the close today. We'll see what Jack Scoville makes of that here in just a little bit. And then get to the conversation with Garrett. Always look forward to the conversations with Garrett. I'm sure we'll get into some of the regional differences in the markets and talk some big picture stuff when we get Garrett on here in just a bit. All right, let's get to it.
Well, Chip, March soft red winter wheat futures opened slightly higher and near session highs, then turned lower to post a mid-range close. Wheat export inspections in the weekend of January 25 totaled just 265,000 metric tons. And Chip, that was short of trade expectations. Lower corn prices weighed on wheat prices today, and traders also noted the market was primed for a downside correction after the 40-cent rally from the Jan 18 low to the January 25 high. Traders continue to watch global crop conditions, although no serious supply-side issues are expected in the year ahead. March HRW wheat features 6.5 cents lower, 618 and a quarter. March SRW wheat down 6.75 cents, 593 and a half. March spring wheat closed at 693 and a quarter, down 10 and one quarter cents, Chip.
I think it's a market that's looking for demand. Well, that's one of the things that we're going to talk about on today's show with Garrett.
March corn futures opened steady and near session highs before falling to test support at contract lows. Today's settlement was also a new contract low close. Export inspections of corn weekend of January 25 totaled nearly 902,000 metric tons. That was in line with trade expectations. Traders continue to watch development of first crop corn in Brazil and are waiting for the Safrina corn crop to be planted. And now they are noting a forecast calling for hot and mostly dry conditions in Argentina over the next 10 days. Still, Chip, plentiful supplies of U.S. corn are acting as an anchor on the market. March corn futures 6 cents lower, 440 and a quarter. May corn down 5 and a quarter, 450 and a half. July corn futures closed at 459 and one quarter. That's down 4 and one quarter cents, Chip.
Lots of anchors on that corn market right now. And as we look forward, we may be adding some weight to those anchors, too.
Soybean export inspections weekend of Jan 25 totaled nearly 890,000 metric tons. That was also in line with trade expectations. Product spreading was featured in the soy complex. Short covering in soybean meal was featured after the market spiked to a new contract low in early trade. March bean futures opened to near session highs and closed near session lows. Front month beans posted the first close below $12 since June 8th, Chip. Bean harvest in Brazil was estimated at 11% complete last Thursday. That's more than double last year's harvest pace. March beans 15 cents lower, 11.94 and a quarter. May beans down 11 and a quarter, 12.05. July beans closed at 12.15 and a quarter, down 18 and three quarter cents. Chip, everything just feels slippery right now.
Yeah, it does. It does. And soybean oil today was more than 130 points lower in the March and May contracts as that spread unwinding or even fresh establishment of the long meal short oil spreads happening. But, boy, that pressure on the oil market was too much for beans to handle.
Yep. Well, March cotton was 11 points lower today, 84.26. On your livestock's live cattle futures tried to rally at mid-morning but fell back to close below the opening range and near session lows. April fat cattle down 45 cents today, 181.22 and a half. March feeders down $1.07 and one half, 238.62 and a half. And on the snout side, April hogs posted an inside trading range with a low range open and a high range close. April hogs 17 and a half higher, 83.42 and a half. And June hogs up 27 and one half. 96.27 and one half. We'll let it slide on the cattle, Chip. A heck of a week last week. Probably some little bit of corrective selling in there, too.
Gotcha. All right. Thanks, buddy. Let's bring in Jack Scoville, Price Futures. How you doing, Jack?
Yeah, I'm having a great time. And you must be feeling very sad because you used to be someplace warm and now you're someplace not nearly as warm.
You've got that fairly accurate. Yes. Yes, you do. You know, I was thinking about that with the way that the wheat market traded last week in particular. You know, the wheat guys might want to pay to keep me out of the country. That was a nice rally. What do you make of this bean trade here, Jack, that March contract back below $12?
Well, I think there was a lot of fun selling to begin with. And I think a lot of the reason for it came out of Brazil, strangely enough. There were reports out of Brazil that three cargoes of soybeans got sold into the United States. I picked that up on the way in into the office on the train this morning. One of my guys from down there called me, and that's not the most bullish news in the world. And I'm sure that it means that the spread is big enough between Brazil and the U.S. to justify it, but. It's also an indication of the quality, I suspect, of the Brazilian beans this year. They're going to be selling a lot of pretty bad quality beans, but apparently the crushers up here didn't really care. They went ahead and took them anyway.
Wow.
At least that's the report.
Okay. All right. If it works, it works. It seems like it works at some point almost every year. This feels a little early, though, doesn't it?
Yeah, it does. It does. And... You normally get pretty well into the harvest before people start tanking the market down there. And but maybe the Chinese have kind of pulled back down there, that I don't know. So there's all sorts of reasons for this to happen.
Right. Good stuff, Jack. We'll talk to you next week. Thanks, man.
All right. See you later.
You bet. Jack Scoville, Price Futures Group, coming up next from Ag Trader Talk. Garrett Toy right here on AgriTalk.
Get a strong start to your sorghum season with Double Team Sorghum. The Double Team Sorghum cropping solution provides superior post-emergent grass control, giving you clean sorghum fields, reliable yields, and improved profitability. Double Team is powered by the proprietary DT trait and uniquely formulated First Act herbicide for a completely integrated and flexible solution for grass control in sorghum. Visit DoubleTeamSorghum.com to learn how to get cleaner fields and bigger yields.
Space, the final frontier, where we are limited only by our imagination. Join us in Houston for Commodity Classic, America's largest farmer-led, farmer-focused agricultural and educational event. New Frontiers in Agriculture. February 28th through March 2nd, 2024. Houston, we have no problem. Discover more at CommodityClassic.com.
There I was, driving along, when I saw the corn laying down in the field, goosenecked again. Even though I tried everything, new traits, existing soil insecticides... Every corn grower knows the hassle of gooseneck corn. But now there's Narisma Insecticide from BASF. A better, stronger in-furrow insecticide that controls corn rootworm and below-ground pests. Stand up for your corn with Narisma Insecticide. Ask your authorized BASF retailer about Narisma. And always read and follow label directions.
Hi, I'm Ag Day host Clinton Griffiths, and I invite you to join me each morning as we cover the nation's food system, from fields of green to orchards of orange and livestock everywhere in between. America runs on agriculture, and here at Ag Day, agriculture's what we do best. Listen as our analysts track the markets, learn about innovations in technology and sustainability, and live the country lifestyle through the eyes of rural America. Join me, Clinton Griffiths, for Ag Day, the country experience.
Hey, Wisconsin soybean farmers. Do you know how your soybean checkoff helps fuel Wisconsin? Soybeans play a critical role in helping our communities, our economy, our environment, our future, our farms, and our world. Stop by the Wisconsin Soybean Booth at this year's Corn Soybean Expo, February 1st and 2nd at the Kalahari in Wisconsin Dells, to learn how your Wisconsin soybean farmers and soybean checkoff are working hard to increase your impact from the farm to the future.
The Wisconsin Corn Growers Association has long worked tirelessly in the interest of today's corn industry. Because you're busy farming and raising a family, so we're at the table when you can't be. But like you, we can't do it alone. Our strength is in our members, our strength is in you. Join us as we continue advocating for the American corn farmer. Visit wicorn.org and become a member today.
Join us in Orlando at the 2024 NCBA Cattle Convention. Don't miss U.S. Farm Report host Time Morgan's live taping with industry experts February 1st at noon. Be part of the live audience at the Chuckwagon Cafe No. 1.
Welcome back to AgriTalk. I'm Chip. Glad that you are with us on this Monday afternoon. It's kind of a tough day in the markets, but we can get past that and talk about some of the things that are happening and what we should be watching going forward. Here to do that with us is Garrett Toy from Ag Trader Talk. Garrett, it's good to talk with you. How's 2024 treating you?
Hey, you know, we're hanging in here. You know, this weather has not been a whole lot of fun between the, I wish Mother Nature make up her mind between the freeze and thaw and you know, I'm in the snow moving plus landscaping business because I'm going to have a lot of sod I'm going to have to replace this spring because the ground is not frozen and it's been a bit of a mess. But we're doing all right. How are things on your side of the state?
Hey, we're doing okay up here. You know, the same thing with we got some sloppy conditions out there right now because of the thaw. But I tell you what. January thaws are not all that unusual, but for them to stick around for the first half of February, like it sounds like this one's going to do, man, we might get rid of all the snow by the time we get to the middle of February.
You know better than that. You know better than that. It'll give us one. It'll give us one more. And the one thing, and I know everybody's thinking it, but the week of fog days, man, that's just the 90 days, man. That just sends a shiver down my spine.
Yep.
You know, that's one thing I've been keeping an eye on. So.
Yep. Take us out to the what would that be? The middle of April.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. Key planting time. Yes, sir.
Key planting time. And dumping all kinds of rain on us after that week's worth of fog that we had.
Well,
give me your bottom line on this market right now, Garrett. I mean, we got new contract low close in March corn. We got the first close below $12 since early June in March beans. Does that all make sense to you?
Yes. I mean, like Davis said, I mean, everything just feels heavy, you know, and when you look at the grand scheme of things, it's, you're trying to find out, you know, when is all the negativity priced in? And it's, you know, just when you think you're there, then there's something else comes down the pipe, you know? You know, I think, you know, economy, what was today? I mean, we had, you know, China macro concerns. I mean, it was across the board. You know, the funds are short. They're right for now. And to beat the dead horse, oh, they're short a historically large percent of the market. Yeah, they are. You know, I mean, you look at the commitment of traders, you know, the fund shortest percent of open interest. There's only been three other times that we've been the short, and you know, the trade war and COVID, you know, I mean, that's pretty short, you know, and the other aspect is the commercial, you know, the commercial's long, you know, they've only been long two, three other times. And typically that's a sign of a bottom in here or it doesn't have to be a long-term bottom, or at least just a short-term bottom. And it just doesn't seem to click. And I think the biggest issue is the market's a bit distorted. Obviously corn doesn't have a story. The carryout's big. We're still trying to find demand, like you mentioned earlier. But you know, the market also, we had wide carries at harvest, right? We had historically wide carries and no beans and no GM bean spread, decent March corn spread. So, you know, if you had an HTA, the market was telling you not to deliver it, you know, but it's that stuff is still sitting out there, you know, and I still get, you know, I think we're at the point, case in point, I run to local grocery store to go grab lunch and I get stopped by two guys wondering if we're going to have $5 corn again. You know, we're at that point. We're at that point of the, you know, I think there's a lot of unpriced corn sitting in bins out there. So that tells us that, you know, a short covering rally, whatever spurs the short covering rally in the market, is probably going to be short-lived because there's going to be a lot of offers above the market. Where those offers are, you know, I think, you know, I, in my mind, I said 20 cents, but that was at 450. You know, I get back to that 475 level, I think you sold it. Because to this point, you know, if an ethanol plant or anybody needs to buy corn, you throw a $5 corn bid out there. Even the last rally we had, where did we go? 504, and then the bottom dropped out, you know? So, you know, that's the magic number, but we're a long ways away from there, you know? So, You know, there's, as you mentioned, we talked about, there's a lot of regional discrepancies out here. Remember, we had a massive crop in Ohio.
Yep.
And the second week of December, you know, we track average ethanol basis for the entire state. Every plant, you know, it's not a rocket science. It's not a weighted average by any means, but it's just an average just to give us a gauge. And the second week, you know, we know that Indiana and Ohio had a massive crop. The second week of December, their average basis was 28 under, which is 34 cents weaker than it was the year prior. Now the average ethanol plant in Ohio is only 2 cents less than it was this point last year. You know, so
wow.
The crop is still there. It's just not where it needs to be. And at some point, I think there's going to be, you know, a wave of something, whether it's cash flow needs or something. I think the farmers are going to start moving some corn. And from my elevator customers today, and I do clearing for elevator customers, I think there was some capitulation trade in some Indiana, Ohio markets. You know, guys kind of throwing in the towel today, considering some of the volume that we saw even on the big down day today. Yeah.
Huh.
Yeah. I mean, that's the one thing, the conversation I've had. I mean, it's, you know, talking with producers. Even talk with elevators, because they're relaying the messages to producers. It's more the psychologist conversation, you know, and it's the old saying of, you know, managing a loss is still managing risk is, yeah. You know, that's, I've had to say that more than once last week to 10 days.
Yeah. Yep. Okay. Hey, on that commitment of traders reports, we know what the funds are doing. They're short. And on the commercial side, you said that they're – what's their position now? Are they long?
They are long, yeah. They're let's see here. The actual position – bear with me here. Give me one moment. Well, they're long they're long 26,000 contracts.
Okay. All right. So it's a very small, long position.
They don't get very long. The record's only 47.
Yeah, but so, I mean, every time it happens, Garrett, I sit there and I look at a report like that, and I'll admit I didn't look at last week's report, but I sit and look at a report like that, and I just wonder, why? Why are the commercials long? What's the incentive for them to get on the long side of the market?
You know, it's just the lack of farmer movement. I mean, the funds are – the managed money is what's pushing the market, you know, so – you know, and you've seen this market, you know, the spreads have narrowed considerably in corn.
Yeah.
They're doing everything they had. The 12-1 stocks report showed that, you know, farmers, you know, a little bit, it implied the farmers a little bit undersold. We don't know what the position of the ownership is on the farm stocks, but, you know, the market is trying to originate grain. I mean, we've had significant moves in the front end corn spreads up until, you know, it seemed like today everything got sold, you know, but we've seen significant movement in the spreads here over the last, you know, week to 10. So since the first of January, you know, we've had, you know, a 4 cent move in the March May spread. That's considerable.
Yeah. Yeah, it certainly is. And I mean, the spread continued to the bear spread continued to work today. Okay. So what does all this mean? It seems to me like the anchor is finding deeper water all the time in this corn market.
Right. Yeah, we're at the point now where a short covering event can come at any point. We're trying to find demand. And essentially, we've known all along that, you know, corn really didn't have much of a story. If we were going to have a life raft, it was going to be Chinese buying for state reserves. And, you know, up until... You know, and I don't know, maybe things are starting to change there, but, you know, everyone talked about the big increase in the Chinese, you know, production estimate in the January WASD. Well, the Chinese actually raised their corn production number in November. If you look at Dalian and corn, you know, Dalian and corn has been on a major sell-off since November. However, it bottomed last week, you know, and we've rallied. You know, we traded down to 23.21. We're up to 23.80. We're back to the highest level since, you know, mid January. But, you know, with U.S. corn prices being lower, perhaps we're going to start opening up that import window again. But if you look at the point where China completely quit buying corn was basically when they confirmed their their corn crop was massive. They issued mandatory. They wanted to do stock repurchases from domestic areas that helped support their own producers. That's when the buying stopped.
Okay. Hey, we got to take a break here, Garrett. When we come back, we need to talk a little bit more about South America, what the influence of South America is on us, and what we need to do about all of it. What's the risk management plans from now through the first half of the year?
Don't you wish your life came with a warning app?
Stop. That dog does not want to be petted.
Just a little heads up before something bad happens.
Move your coffee cup away from your computer.
Oh, no.
So you can have more control.
Stop. You're texting your boss by mistake.
Uh-oh. Well, life doesn't always give you time to change the outcome, but prediabetes does. With early diagnosis and a few healthy changes like managing your weight, getting active, stopping smoking, and eating healthier, you can stop prediabetes before it leads to type 2 diabetes. It's easy to learn your risk. Take the one-minute test today at doihaveprediabetes.org.
Warning, the cap is loose on that ketchup.
Ugh. Don't wait. You have the power to change the outcome. Visit doihaveprediabetes.org today. That's doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its prediabetes awareness partners.
Let's go to the markets page at profarmer.com and check today's closes, where March hard red winter wheat futures were 6.5 cents lower, 6.18 1/4. March SRW wheat down 6.75 cents to close at 5.93 1/2. March corn futures were 6 cents lower today, 4.40 1/4. May corn down 5.25 cents to 4.50 1/2 cents. March beans 15 cents lower, 11.94 1/4. May beans down 11 1/4 to 12.05. March cotton was 11 points lower today, 84.26. On your livestock's April fat cattle were down 45 cents, 181.22 1/2. March feeders off 1.07 1/2 to 238.62 1/2. April lean hog futures 17.5 cents higher. Look at there, 83.42 1/2. Get more market news every market day. Visit tryprofarmer.com.
Take a trip to the grocery store and you'll pay record high prices for food while multinational corporations rake in massive profits. Meanwhile, the farmer's share of the food dollar is only 15 cents. Farmers Union is fighting for laws in the Farm Bill, like a competition title, that promote fair markets. A healthy and vibrant food system is possible, but we can't get there without fairness for farmers. Visit fairnessforfarmers.org, paid for by National Farmers Union.
Just like you, Cenex Premium Diesel is no stranger to the field. In fact, Cenex Ruby Fieldmaster comes with a more complete additive package for a more complete burn. In simpler terms, you get restored power by up to 4.5% and restored fuel economy by up to 5%. Of course, there's always typical number 2 diesel. If you're not into the whole added power thing, Cenex Premium Diesel. Diesel that doesn't mess around.
Your Cenex Ruby Fieldmaster distributor is Elsevia Co-op. Join Security Financial Bank for the 4th Annual Chippewa Valley Agriculture Conference, February 22nd at Florian Gardens in Eau Claire. Come gather strategies developed specifically for local agriculture producers, from knowing your numbers to application drones. The Chippewa Valley Agriculture Conference has something for everyone. Call 715-672-2412 or visit sfbank.com for more information. SFB, an equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Some spots of sunshine today as high temperatures soar to the upper 40s. We'll see clouds increasing tonight as a quick clipper system swings by. This brings some spotty sprinkles overnight, which could flip to some freezing drizzle and a few flurries early tomorrow morning. Grandpa's barbecue sauce, made in small batches from Grandpa's original recipe. Get yours now at grandpasbbqshop.com. Currently, it's 43.
Opinions expressed on AgriTalk do not necessarily reflect the views of Farm Journal Broadcasting, affiliate stations, or sponsors. We don't make the news, we render it. AgriTalk.
Welcome back to AgriTalk. I'm your host, Chip Flory. Glad that you are with us. We're in the middle of a conversation with Garrett Toy from Ag Trader Talk. The conversation to this point, I think, has been trying to figure out just exactly what's gotten us to where we are right now. And Garrett, I realize there's a couple of things that we haven't even touched on yet. No, and I'm not going to be able, I'm not going to complete the list here. But if we're out there looking for demand, and we've got the issues on the Mississippi River that we've got, and we've got the issues in the Panama Canal that we've got, and we've got the issues in the Red Sea that we've got, and the Black Sea, it doesn't get any, well, and then throw the dollar in on top of it, it doesn't get any easier going out there and trying to find demand in this environment, does it?
No, it doesn't. But at the same time, you know, everybody's kind of in the same boat from that standpoint. I mean, you know,
okay.
Brazil's gonna, you know, the Red Sea issue is hurting European Union and Ukraine exports. You know, it probably doesn't impact Brazil or Argentina that much, but I mean, it's everybody's kind of in the same boat. So that kind of, you know, I hate to use this adage in this context, but the rising tide lifts all ships. Yeah. The rising tide, you know, just kind of increased the cost of business for everyone, you know, sort of thing. And it's just, it is what it is.
Okay.
For lack of a better term, but yeah. I mean, I think that it's something that everyone kind of deals with.
Yeah. Okay. So what about the influence of the dollar on demand for U.S. product right now? What do you make of that?
You know, the dollar's kind of, the market's very transitory right now. The market doesn't know whether we're going to continue to raise interest rates or if we're going to start cutting interest rates. And I think ultimately over the next, you know, 3-4 months, as we wait for more data to come out, then that'll ultimately influence the direction of the dollar. I think the dollar in the grand scheme of things, though, is such a, when you get into these supply type situations, I mean, you look at the South American situation, the dollar matters when it's not a big supply situation, in my opinion. This really comes down to supply and demand, you know, and you know, China's has its issues, you know, I mean, the Evergrande issues were, you know, the Chinese economic issues were a big thing today, over the weekend. But, you know, when we were trying to trade above $14 last fall and it wasn't raining in Brazil and we couldn't rally above $14, you know, we were trading the poor Chinese, you know, crushed margins, poor, you know, hog feeding margin then, you know. So when I see those headlines get circulated now, yeah, they're still not great, but that was $2 ago, you know. Right. I mean, I think a lot of that's already priced in, to my opinion. I mean, obviously that situation may not have improved much, but it's a lot better today than what it was 40 days ago. Yeah. The other aspect of it too is, you know, the South American growing season is kind of fun. It's not funny, but it's eerily mimicked the U.S. growing season, where we had dry areas and they weren't sure of the size of the crop. Well, the Brazilian farmer, it just kind of wonders how sold the Brazilian farmer is as well, you know, because, you know, they've had dryness in the north and they're not really sure what kind of crop they've got. And then, you know, how much are they willing to you know, stick their neck out and sell? I think part of the reason that, and I don't know, maybe I'm just trying to end justify the means here, but I think the farmer, the one thing I do think is that the Brazilian farmer, with the improved moisture situation in there, I think they are trying to make more money off of corn and the safrinha corn crop. And it seems like the potential there is that the safrinha corn crop is going to increase in acres at some point once we get those CONAB numbers to confirm down the road. But
okay.
That's one thing I am fairly certain of, because if you look at corn spreads and try and justify trade, SEP East corn spread has really gotten hammered here over the last week or so, almost to historically wide levels for this time of year. And it seems that that's generally our litmus test for safrinha as far as whether they think they're going to have corn to sell into our U.S. export program or not.
Okay. Interesting. Interesting. Okay. You mentioned the Chinese real estate or property issues that are happening over there with Evergrande. I think what we need to understand is if they have a major property developer like Evergrande dealing with struggles, the average investor, quote-unquote investor, over there feels it because so much of their property, so much of their investment is in property, correct?
I believe so, yeah. I think that's the case. The one thing I've learned, I mean, obviously, it doesn't seem like we've been talking about Evergrande for 2 years. You know, I mean, yeah. It seems like we've been talking about Evergrande for years. So, I mean, it's China. If something, the biggest concern is the risks to their banking, you know, and their funding. I still think the hog margins and the feeding is the bigger issue. But at the end of the day, I had a long-term mentor who would always tell me is that, you know, Chinese economic issues are always so short-lived just because they're such a large country that they tend to work themselves out of it a lot quicker than what people expect it to be. And the fact that you know that if push comes to shove with this real estate debacle, you know, that the government's going to come in and intervene and create more supports at what, which would, at which will, you know, stop the proverbial bleeding at some point.
All right. Okay, so what's all this mean for the corn and soybean markets as we make our way through February and set the spring insurance price?
We've talked about a lot of stuff. I think the most important thing is you look at this market. Let's look back over the last 90 days in hindsight, you know, who is in the best position market-wise from a farmer standpoint? You sold grain off the combine, right? You know, if you sold grain off the combine, you're in the best position right now. You know, but at the time, we had historically wide carries. We had historically wide basis on the river because we had the freight issues, barge freight issues, et cetera, et cetera. So how many people really did that? And then we get into post-harvest and we saw the wide carries and then we heard about the basis contracts and, you know, what that has done to the spreads. You know, when the spreads widened, you know, obviously there was a lot of people that did basis contracts out of harvest. So that kind of came back to bite people because we never got that harvest rally, really. We never got a Thanksgiving rally. We never got a Christmas rally. You know, it just has been a straight – and then after the first year, it was just Katie barred the door. But the point I was trying to make earlier is that when you've, you know, it regionally pay attention to your local markets and like Ohio, you know, the basis improvements, maybe now when you've got a extremely, you know, basis that's only 4 cents less than it was this point last year, maybe now is, if you've got unpriced grain, maybe now is the time to do that basis contract. You know, the board may not rally, you know, I mean, you know, you'll price it and buy a call to protect that grain, you know, to stop the interest rate payments. But when basis seems to be too good to be true in some areas, like Ohio or some, you know, Indiana or some of these markets, with considering the carryout still 2.1 billion bushel carryout, and you need to do something, that's probably what I would do at this point, if that makes sense.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, yeah, the board.
They're two different markets. You got to do your basis analysis and your flat price analysis. And if basis analysis is suggesting that, something is out of whack and it's better than what it ought to be, you should be doing what you can to capture it.
Right. And I've got customers across the board. I've got beginning producers. I've got experienced producers. Everybody's on the different end of the spectrum as far as their relationships, their equity situations, that sort of thing. And I was talking to a producer last week, and he's like, you know, I want to sell some cash to just generate some cash flow. And the banker said, well, you're going to sell against the low. And I'm like, well, do you know that? You know, I mean, are you selling against the low here? I mean, you know, that's where the comment about, you know, sometimes managing a loss is managing risk because, you know, you can – you know, lock in a good basis. If you don't think the board's going to rally, just price the cash outright and buy a call. And then you still, you know, you're protected if we do have a rally, But your risk is you do a basis contract and the board keeps going down.
Right.
You know, and that's the big thing. Because if you do a basis contract, what you're hoping for essentially is that we get a 20 or 30 cents rally when this short covering event occurs. If it occurs, I don't know what's going to, you know, if or when. That's the magic eight balls, you know, answer. Yeah. You know, I don't know when that's going to happen. But it's just about being able to manage your risk and determine what the market is giving you at this point in time.
Yeah. Yep. I like what you're saying here. And it's just a question of when marketing gets tough, sometimes you just got to stick to the basics. And I think that's what I hear you saying is manage
risk. It is. It really is.
Yeah. Yeah.
It really is. And have somebody, you know, that you can, you know, I've had these conversations. There's a lot of nervous people out there. I mean, I can make recommendations, but it doesn't mean that somebody's going to follow them, you know? And, mm-hmm. and you know, it's, you have to have somebody that can remain calm through the storm and can sometimes talk you off the ledge if you need to.
Yeah. Perfect. Perfect. Garrett, I always enjoy these, man. Thank you so much.
Thanks again. Talk to you soon.
You bet. All right. That is Garrett Toy, Ag Trader Talk. When we come back, it's time for a chart update. We've got Kerry Artak, Artak Advisory, right here on AgriTalk.
The IRS is the most powerful collection agency on earth. And if you owe back taxes, the news isn't good. The IRS is raising the interest rate it charges on unpaid taxes, and further rate hikes are expected. Most people don't know it, but the IRS adds interest charges to your tax debts daily. So if you owe the IRS today, you'll owe even more tomorrow. And it doesn't stop until you get right with the IRS. The good news is getting right can start with one phone call to Optima Tax Relief, America's number one tax relief firm. Optima's tax professionals specialize in the Fresh Start Initiative, a powerful IRS program that can save you thousands if you qualify. In fact, the experts at Optima have resolved over $1 billion in tax debt for their clients. Call now for a free consultation.
Call 800-783-8055. That's 800-783-8055. 800-783-8055.
Optima Tax Relief.
Some restrictions apply. For complete details, please visit OptimaTaxRelief.com.
Drowning in IRS debt? If you can't afford to pay your IRS debt due to economic hardship, you can now be free of IRS collection efforts by taking advantage of a special IRS tax hardship program. This program allows Americans who owe the IRS to resolve their delinquent tax debt once and for all. In some cases, maybe even reducing what you owe significantly. An open phone line has been established by Community Tax for consumers to call and see if they qualify. Simply dial 800-785-9545. If you owe back taxes to the IRS and cannot afford to pay them back or have years of unfiled tax returns, help is standing by. Just call the Community Tax Helpline today at 800-785-9545 for the help that you need. Don't take on the IRS alone. They can attack your wages, savings, pension, home, and even your Social Security check. Call 800-785-9545 to see if you qualify. That's 800-785-9545.
At FBN Finance, we know there's one thing that unites all farmers. Progress. It drives them to wake up early and be better than the day before. And whether it's a new land purchase or refinancing your ranch, FBN Finance has the agricultural expertise to help you reach your goals. Simply put, FBN Finance puts farmers first. With great rates, instant approvals, and pre-qualifications on farmland loans, FBN Finance has everything you need to be your partner in the fields and with your finances. And now, you can get $500 off closing costs for loans over $250,000. Start your farmland loan today at fbn.com/agritalk or call 833-FBN-LEND. That's 833-FBN-LEND. FBN Finance, more than a lender. Financing offered by FBN Finance, LLC, and its lending partners. Available where FBN Finance, LLC is licensed. Terms and conditions apply. NMLS, ID 1631119.
This is Andrew McRae, host of The American Countryside.
I'm also a farmer and rancher from Northwest Missouri, and I hope you'll join me each week for Farming the Countryside as we take a look at the top issues impacting agriculture as told by the people farming and working in their industry. We'll talk about markets and trade, share some of the latest tips and trends from grain and livestock producers, and take a look at trends impacting rural America. Join me for Farming the Countryside on many local radio stations or on your favorite podcast platform, or just go to farmingthecountryside.com.
Sometimes life is wonderful, and sometimes it's not. Cherish the good, but always be prepared for life's challenges. At Private Healthcare, we provide the peace of mind you deserve. With Private Healthcare, you'll get the coverage you want and healthcare you need. If your employer doesn't supply healthcare coverage and you don't qualify for Medicare or Medicaid, you need to give us a call right now. Private Healthcare is private health insurance for ages 65 and under with medical, dental, vision, and even prescription coverage. When life comes at you unexpectedly, you need to be ready. And health insurance is your financial safety net. Health insurance has never been so easy and affordable. If you're looking for health coverage at the best price and your annual household income is $35,000 or more,
give us a call at 800-801-2730. That's 800-801-2730.
Hey guys, it's me, Isabella Gomez, filling in for Smokey Bear because he's got more to say than just...
Only you can prevent wildfires.
Like, if you're outside enjoying a barbecue, don't let a hamburger distract you from fire safety. Make sure you aren't dumping your hot coals or ashes onto the ground because that could start a wildfire. So take wildfire prevention seriously and let's save the world one day at a time. Juntos con Smokey Bear, podemos hacerlo. Go to SmokeyBear.com to learn more about wildfire prevention.
Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Join us in Orlando at the 2024 NCBA Cattle Convention. Don't miss U.S. Farm Report host Tyne Morgan's live taping with industry experts February 1st at noon. Be part of the live audience at the Chuckwagon Cafe No. 1.
Welcome back to AgriTalk. I'm Chip. Glad that you were with us on this Monday afternoon. Good conversation with Garrett. Just a lot of things to think about there, Davis, that if you can get things all lined up, like I said, at the very end, it was when risk management becomes as tough as it is right now, keep it very basic. And, man, when he started talking about, you know, doing your basis analysis separate from your market analysis, and those weren't his words, those were mine, but that's what he was talking about. I was like, holy smokes, this guy is right up my alley when it comes to risk management and trying to figure out exactly what we need to be doing in here. So, yeah, if that basis is stronger than what it normally should be, and based on your analysis is way stronger than what it should be, you got to take advantage of that. You got to do what you can to capture it. All right. It is time to take a look at the charts. We've got Kerry Artak from Artak Advisory with us. Hey, Kerry, how's it going?
Going pretty good, Chip. How you doing?
We're doing okay. Doing all right. Don't forget, go to Artak Advisory. That's A-R-T-A-C, advisory.com, and get signed up for a two-week free trial of Kerry's daily service. March beans, get us started.
Yeah, very good. Yeah, March soybeans, about 3 weeks ago, got a long-term sell signal on the weekly chart when we closed below a three-year rising channel bottom for the first time. It's at 1259 and a quarter, well above the market, but it did set off a 3 to 5 month sell signal down to 1091 even, which is a former 3-4 year channel top that we settled above, geez, a couple of years through, 2 or 3 years ago. And we are on our way back down to it. That's what I'm seeing technically, holding below 1259 and a quarter, maintains a 1091 even 3 to 5 month objective. On the way down, we have a 2021 weekly chart low at 1181 and a quarter. We settled today 1194 and a quarter. We may actually test 1181 and a quarter this week. We could get a nice bounce back to 1259 and a quarter, perhaps, over the following 2 to 3 weeks. But given the heavy state of affairs, I think what's likelier is a settlement below 1181 and a quarter. And if at the end of this week on Friday, we close below 1181 and a quarter, I think by the end of March, we actually may test that 1091 even longer term objective where we could actually place an annual low. Now, upside, if we can close back above not only 1259 and a quarter, but also 1267 and three quarters, pretty much a range, about a 12-point range there, that if we can close above 1267 and three quarter, then we actually reverse. We've got a 2 to 3 month buy signal up to 1375 even. But that latter scenario, obviously, as well. The mark right now on to March feeder cattle settled 238.62 today. And back in early December, I'd mentioned a long-term three-year channel bottom. Then in the 214 handle, as I recall, 217.77 this week, all week, three-year channel bottom. Now, I don't expect to see it. And in fact, the reason I'm mentioning it is once we tested it, there I had a target in the mid-240s, which is a descending two-thirds speed line dropping weekly. And we actually closed above that last week. It's at 233.75 all week long. So if we can close the week above 233.75 and continue to do so, I see a secondary buy signal now that actually could yield a return to that 266 handle long-term resistance. That's a 30-year a 30-year channel top. We actually came within 1% of testing last September, and we had the big sell-off following the testing of that. That's actually in reach again now that we've closed above 233.75. 233.75 is dropping a little bit every week. So what's at 233.75 this week in a month will be probably around 230 or so. But it is a floor of support now, and I do think 266.90, not out of the question over the next 3 to 5 months. We can get a nice rally back into the mid to upper 260s over the next 3 to 5 months. If we close the week back below 233.75, well, then we actually have a 1 to 2 month sell signal back to that 217.77 three-year channel bottom where we could bottom out into later year. And that's a three-year structure that could contain longer-term selling pressures at 217.77. Finally, April lean hogs. We rolled last week from February to April, and these back contracts in lean hogs are much higher priced. And so the rollover, we rolled in April right to a long-term speed line that is projected off the 22 high. That's at 83.65 this week. And, you know, we're testing it. We tested it late last week. We've tested it this week already. We close at 83.42. If April lean hogs can close the week above 83.65, significant buy signal for the April contract. I would expect a return to the contract highs of 91.65 within a couple of months, potentially. The next long-term resistance area on the weekly chart at 96.55 could be reached by April expiration. And once again, when we roll from April to June, it'll be another hop, skip, and a jump over some of these big, big areas in the weekly chart. If April lean hogs cannot close above 83.65 this week, it is very vulnerable, susceptible to falling back over the next couple of months to 73.35, which is a meaningful long-term support area able by that point in time contain selling through spring. But right now, 83.65, a big pivot point. We're right there. If we close above it, bullish continuation into later April contract life. And if we close below it, bearish continuation, just the opposite. And that's pretty much all I've got today, Tip.
Yeah, bearish for about 10 bucks to the downside is what it sounds like. That lean hog market likes to make $10 moves, Gary. So that's lining up well. All right, buddy. Good stuff. Thanks. We'll talk to you next week.
You too now. Take care.
All right. Gary Artak, Artak Advisory. Davis, the National Weather Service, 6 to 10 day outlook. This is for...
Now, here's the thing.
Yeah?
The markets want you to stay out of the country. I think the weather wants you here, baby.
Having a heat wave, baby. Yeah. That's what it is. February 4th through the 8th, we've got above normal temperatures across the Corn Belt. Most of the middle of the country, the west coast, looking at some below normal temperatures. We've also got a mix of precipitation in the outlook, above normal precipitation, basically from Waterloo, Iowa, to the west, to the north and west of that line. And eastern Iowa through the eastern Corn Belt is looking at below normal precipitation. The 8 to 14 day has also got the above normal temperatures in it. Thanks for listening today. We've got Paul Niefer, Farm CPA, and Lee Blank from Summit Carbon Solutions tomorrow morning.
I taught for 20 years until I started forgetting my lectures.
Eventually, he had to quit. Getting his early Alzheimer's diagnosis was hard, but it gave us time to take control of the situation together.
I can't imagine going through this without him.
If you or your family are noticing changes, it could be Alzheimer's. Talk about seeing a doctor together. For more information, visit alz.org/timetotalk. A message from the Alzheimer's Association and the Ad Council.
Hey, what's up, y'all? I'm Kelly Clarkson, and as the daughter of a school teacher, I know just how important education is. No matter how old you are or your situation, continuing to learn will enrich your life and help remove barriers you didn't even know were there. So much opportunity, y'all. Whether it's a foreign language, history, or a different way to look at things, take some time each day to learn something new. This message is courtesy of the United States Air Force.
Take steps to live a more sustainable lifestyle by investing in plastic-free food storage containers like silicone sandwich bags or beeswax wraps, which can replace the difficult-to-recycle single-use plastic wrap. And while we all do our part, Charmin is working hard to make a difference by regrowing 2 trees for every tree used. We all go, why not enjoy the go with Charmin? Whether it's the irresistible cushiony softness of Charmin Ultra Soft or the superior strength and absorbency of Charmin Ultra Strong, either way,